Hi everyone, and welcome back to Hello Adulting, the podcast. I'm Shanique, and this week is Wine Chat. So in the event that you are not very familiar with what Wine Chat is when I bring somebody else in and we talk about a topic that is not necessarily like a tips or a how-to topic. So it's normally relationship-based. Let's just put it out there. It's normally relationship-based. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, or if you caught up on the old episodes that are here on the YouTube channel, then my guest is no stranger. Y'all know her. Welcome to Wine Chat with
Shari. Hi, guys.
Shari is here, and we're about to have wine chat. And I now realize, now that we started recording, that I don't have any wine in front of me, which me I really could use a glass of wine. I'm not gonna tell a lie.
It's February now, but I was doing sober January, but I didn't start. Obviously, I didn't start January 1st. You know all too well. So I'm going over like a week into February.
I was doing dry January too. And then on Sunday, I was doing some like bowl review and forgot that I was doing dry January or that January never ended. I don't know which week it was, but I wasn't thinking. And I poured a glass of wine and I had the entire glass. And then after that, I was like, oh, damn, I should not have had the entire glass of wine. But it is gone bad already, so we're going to go to it. Yeah. So I'll try again for Lent. We'll try. All right, guys. So Wine Chat has three main segments. We have Lemons and Lemonade, the main course meal segment thing that doesn't have a name. Oddly, like, I never realized that that segment never had a name. Did you realize that?
It didn't.
Yeah, it didn't have a name. And then the last part is asked and answered, where we tackle a question that is either sent in by a viewer or that we found while scrolling on social media. So we're going to start with lemons and lemonade. All right, so this segment is, we tell one thing that happened good over the past week and one thing that happened bad over the past week. So, Shari, you want to start?
Lemons is the bad one. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that happened bad. I don't know if I have one thing that happened that was bad, but my lemon, the bad one, is probably just school and work, and it will always be it. Every time I come on, it will be it.
I'm gonna do a mashup of all the times you come on and talk about school and work.
All I do is vent about it. So, yeah, my lemon, yes. Is that I have a meeting after this that goes into the night. Yes, that's my lemon. Lemonade. Wow, that's tough. You know, great things don't really happen anymore.
Oh my God. That's a very dismal way of putting it. Just like very, 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 very dismal.
My lemonade. I'm just going to be cliche and say I'm alive.
Hey, woo. You're live on this podcast, so I'm grateful for that lemonade. So
yeah, it's only up from here, you know?
You know, it's only up from here. Y'all, I promise there's going to be a day when she will come with a lemonade that is just going to be like, I'm over done with school. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, one day.
All right, so my lemon. What's my lemon? My lemon... Sorry, lemonade. My lemonade is that for January, I hit all my goals. So all my goals for January, I hit them. It did hard. What's her name? Tananya have this meme out there. She said, boy, I never know say it did go hard. Yeah, me never know say it did go hard. It was hard. But I pushed through and I did. I did release all the podcast episodes that I should have released. Yeah, I did have like a bump at the end, but you know, content went out anyway. So that's really good. I do realize my lemon would be scheduling. Like I don't have a grip on my schedule just yet. So I am having to be very frantic and very, you know, running from thing to thing, especially with like my business and this podcast. Like I'm recording the Wednesday episode on Wednesday, which means it's not coming out on Wednesday. So like stuff like that, I need to get a handle on, I need to get a grip on that. So that would be my lemon. My schedule is all over the place right now, but it's only, what month is it? It's only February.
So. Yeah, it's February 1st. That's my new year. I feel like January was just like a test run for me. So happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year. Is it? Yeah. You know, somebody said that in January, like the mid part of January, you need to stop saying Happy New Year. So I had to start telling people, hope you're doing well, or hope you'll have a good year, or something of the sort. Like, I couldn't say Happy New Year after a certain point. Like, all my teammates are like, please stop saying Happy New Year to people.
I mean, there comes a certain point where you shouldn't be saying it anymore.
At
That
what
is
point
way
is that?
too. I have no idea. Probably February 1st.
Because my Christmas tree is still up. I attempted to take it down a while ago. My boyfriend's like, no, let's keep it up until next year or so. Whatever. We'll keep it. It's still
Decor.
up. And that's not like me. I usually take it down on January 1. So let's see
Yeah,
what this year has
you
to
do.
bring.
Yeah.
All right. So that was asked. No, that was not asked. And I said, that was
You
lemon
didn't
and.
do your lemon. Oh, did you do your lemon? Oh, yes,
Yeah,
lemon
my
is your
schedule.
schedule. Okay.
They kind of just folded into one.
Okay, gotcha.
All right,
Well,
so
good
now we
for
get
you.
into our
No, I was saying good for you. I had no goals, so I'm glad you had goals and you achieved them.
But it's your new year now. So now is when you're going to set your goals because it's just your new year. Remember, yeah,
Yes,
you're in China and
I
I'm
think
in.
I'll have one goal for the rest of the year and then see how that works.
What's that? Finish school?
I wish. No, I don't know. Probably fitness. I need to get my health in check.
Oh, that's good. That's good. My office decided I need to go to the gym, so they signed me up for the gym. I didn't sign up, but
Oh, I'm not going to the gym.
so when you said fitness, what were you talking about? What
Not
exactly were you?
going to the gym. No. I will do a couple, cardio stuff
You will
from
not.
YouTube or whatever.
You will
Huh?
not. You will not.
I will. I will. But I'm not going to the gym. Maybe. No, I'm not going to the gym. I don't even want to kid
You
myself.
have to send me video proof of you doing that, or it never happened. Just
Absolutely
saying.
not.
Just saying. Okay, great. So let's get into the meat of the matter. Our
Okay.
topic today is the art of dating. Now, Valentine's Day is next week, and it's a little too late to start dating now if you're trying to date in time for Valentine's Day.
Technically, we're coming up on the ending of cuffing season. I think after Valentine's Day is when cuffing season is over.
So don't people like break up close to Valentine's Day when they, when they got with this girl for cuffing season and then cuffing season is coming to an end and they don't want to buy her Valentine's Day gifts, so they kind
I
of
mean,
break up?
if you were with her through Christmas and you got her Christmas gifts and stuff, I don't see why you wouldn't get her a Valentine's Day gift.
No, but maybe you never got to her Christmas gift because Christmas was so close after, and then you never spent Christmas with her anyway. You went with your family and your friends, and you met up with her after Christmas. So you kind of skirted the whole thing because it was fresh, it was new. I'm talking about guys right here. Like, girls don't do that. Yeah, it was fresh, it was new. So you never had to get her or anything. But now you've been together for maybe December, January. I know it's Valentine's Day coming up, so you're gonna have to get her something. Like, you have
Really?
to. So.
I don't. People still give gifts for Valentine's Day, though.
What do you mean? Yes.
Okay.
It's just, of course you do. I think you do give gifts. I mean, there are people who say they don't celebrate Valentine's Day anymore. Oh my God, this is so off topic because we're not talking about Valentine's Day. But I saw a tweet that said, girl, this year, stop telling people that you don't celebrate Valentine's Day. If your man don't want to buy you a Valentine's Day gift, just say so. But don't tell
Right.
people that you don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And I thought that tweet was so mean-spirited and funny. Like, it was so mean.
I think it's true. You don't have to announce it.
Like, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm in a relationship, but we love each other every day. Okay.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, all right, cool. Sorry. Cool. I still want my gift. Oh, every day is Valentine's Day. All right, good for you over there in your glass of acid. Good for you. Anyway,
Right.
the actual topic is the art of dating. And
Right.
Valentine's Day is coming up. If you're trying to date in time to get a Valentine's Day gift, I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. It's going to be too new. You're not going to get anything. But don't feel discouraged. Now's a great time to start preparing for Valentine's Day next year or to get a Christmas present in December. But the dating field, dating is bored. Okay? Dating is
It
not
is.
for the faint of heart. There are
It's
a lot
not.
of things to do and there are a lot of things not to do. So we're going to talk about some of that. On this website episode, and I
I have a
really
question.
wish.
Did you bring me on for this episode? Because I'm literally your only single friend. I'm the only one that's dating. Everybody else is what, like, married?
No, of course not.
Other friends who are single?
Lot of single people.
Right.
Like, in my very tiny circle, you are not my only single friend.
Okay.
Not at
All
all,
right.
though.
All right.
Not at all.
Okay. Just checking. Just checking.
No, but that's not, you technically you are not. Yeah, you are my only fingerprint, technically. But that's not why you're here.
Exactly.
That's
I
not
thought so.
But let's start off with a serial dater. Let's talk about a serial dater. So recently, Lori Harvey broke up with Michael B. Jordan. Yay.
They broke up 6 months ago.
They broke up when?
Like in the summer, like June.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How come I was just finding out about them breaking up in December or January?
No, they broke up from like summertime.
That's so crazy. Okay,
Yeah.
let's scratch the just. Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan broke up. And every
Yeah.
time Lori Harvey breaks up with a guy, the conversation starts about, you know, she's this and she's that and she's whatever, and about her dating style. Now, obviously, her dating style is different than a lot of people. And we've talked about her on the podcast before in terms of her dating style and whatever. But the question here is, what was the question? Do you like or dislike Lori Harvey's dating style? I mean, I'm making assumptions about her dating style here at the end of the day, because she's not our bosom buddy and we don't sit and talk to her on WhatsApp. So we don't really know. But from what we
Right.
can see from the outside looking in, what is your take on it and on how she does dating?
I mean, I like it. She's 25 or 26 or something. She's in her early 20s. This is what you're supposed to do. You're
What?
supposed to, you know, date them, leave them, date somebody else, like date around. She seems like a serial monogamist. Like they did a whole thing that every year on her birthday is in January. So every January she has a different boyfriend, right? So she dates these high, by the way, high profile men that everybody's man crush Monday. She dates them and then she dates them for like a year and then she just moves on. I'm all for, she's young. That's what she's supposed to do.
Okay, so by your logic, young people are supposed to date her. So I feel like I did my 20s wrong then, because I mean, I'm talking like I'm out of my 20s. I'm still in my 20s, and I'm going to hang on to the last thread of that 20s until the wheels fall off.
Right. Oh God,
But
don't get.
I mean, for if it works for her, it works for her. My take on dating is a little bit different. It's
Okay.
very settle down quickly. It's very choose one and stick with that person. And I mean, in my earlier years, that really did a number on me, because most people are not like that. Most people date. I've always said it, that I'm not a dater. Like, I'm not a really good dater. I don't know that I've truly ever dated. Like,
Oh.
a current boyfriend may be the only person that I dated, and it's because we were friends for a while before we actually went into the relationship phase of it. But we weren't like seriously dating. You know what I mean? We weren't like going out on dates and, you know, getting to know each other in like the way, like courtship. Like, we weren't courting or anything of the sort. Like, it wasn't like that. But he would be like the only person that I can think of that I've been in a relationship with that we were getting to know each other from before. So when the relationship started, it was just a relationship. Like, there was no, what's your favorite color? What do you like to do? Like, those conversations never happened. And that may be why it's working differently than the other ones have. But I've always been that, you know, find somebody that click with and stick with them type of person. I've never been the serial dater, the date three people at once and pick which one you like more. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you just like relationships. You're a relationship kind of girl. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like one of my friends, she's engaged now, but her fiance, he's her second boy. She's 31 or something. Her fiance is her second boyfriend ever. Ever.
But she started dating people late in life or something.
No, I think she started in high school. She had one boyfriend through high school, I think. And then she was single through university. And then a couple of years after that, and then she met this guy and they're engaged now. They've been together for a couple of years and they're engaged now. That's her second boyfriend. And so I was telling her, I think if you believe in quote unquote the one or the right person for you, I don't think it matters when you meet that person.
True.
Like if you meet that person, you meet that person. If it's the first time you ever go out and you meet this person and it goes into that, then it develops into that. You don't put a stop to something that's good because you should be dating. I'm just saying that when you're in your 20s, actually any age, but especially your 20s, it is like prime time for you to get to know different people, see the world with different people, see the world through different lens. And if you don't like something, you move on. Like you're not married to the person, you just
Agreed.
move on. Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Like, if you find that when you're a relationship person, it works for you by jumping right in. If
Right.
the Lori Harvey method works for you, whatever works for you. But you have to figure that out, right? So you have to at some point figure out what works best for you. So that at
And I
the
actually don't think Lori's looking for a husband. I think Lori likes to be in relationships. I think she likes to date one person. And then when it no longer works for her, she moves on. I don't think she's trying to be like, well, I thought I was going to marry this person, so I'm going to stick it out and figure it out and go to therapy and all that stuff. She's like, no, it's run its course and it's time to move forward. I don't think she's dating for a husband, at least not right now.
That's fair. That's fair. And that goes back to what are you dating for? Like, are you dating somebody? So, okay, I've never quite understood the concept of courtship. They're different from dating, different from a relationship. Like, those stages, that family life class, I wasn't present. I don't know where I was, but I wasn't there. And I was not there for that class. So I don't know what the difference is. So, do you know what those differences are?
I think with the kids these days, there's a lot more to it. I think with the kids, it's the talking stage,
Oh,
and
wow.
then after.
So what's the
After
talking
the
stage? The talking stage is what?
talking stage is, I'm guessing, when you just meet that person and you're kind of vibing and you kind of getting to know that person in whatever way, that's the talking stage. We're talking. There's no commitment, there's none of that.
Okay.
After you move from talking, then you move to dating. This is like after you've decided that, oh, this is a person that I have some romantic interest in and I want to pursue something like romantically. You do the dating. Then there is dating exclusively. Then there's like boyfriend and girlfriend. I think that's how the kids do it now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's complicated. That makes dating so much harder.
It does. It does. Yeah.
I don't think I
But
want to
yeah,
be with him.
you'll hear that those terms all the time. It's like, I'm dating him, but we're not exclusive, like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess dating exclusively would be a relationship, right?
Really, dating exclusively means I'm not dating any, I don't want to date anyone else. It doesn't necessarily mean like I'm committed to a life with you. It just means I only want to go on dates with you. If you're doing whatever else, I only want to do that with you, and I would hope you only want, and I want you to only do it with me. So that's dating exclusively. Our relationship is like we're committed to like making this work, life partner, that kind of thing.
Gotcha, gotcha,
Yes,
gotcha, gotcha.
I
I wouldn't
know.
be able to make it in the
Thank
streets these days.
you.
The streets are not calling me. They're calling, I ain't answering. So yeah. There's no work out. Whoever needs to find me is gonna have to break through my window. Literally. Like that is the only way it's about to happen after this. All right.
Yeah.
So we kind of went into the second question, which is what our dating style is. So like mine is they're very relationship based, like very. We like each other. We vibe with each other. Like, I know pretty quickly, I feel, if, I mean, I have been wrong several times, but I know pretty quickly if I'm interested in you for a relationship or if I'm not interested in you for a relationship. All right. So let's get into our top three dating tips. What are three tips that you would say definitely do when you're dating somebody or looking to date somebody?
I think we talked about a couple before. I say the first one, I think you have to communicate like your intentions, what you want out of the dating situation. Like, are you dating to have fun? Are you dating to be married? Are you dating for both? I think you have to be upfront and honest about that. I think you also have to ask the other person what they want as well. And not only ask them, but listen to what they say, accept it, and then act accordingly. So if you are dating for marriage and you make that known, and he says he just wants to have fun, you should accept that and act accordingly. Like if you can't date to just have fun, then you move on. If you're cool with that, then that's fine. But don't continue in the situation thinking like, oh, if he gets to know me, he'll change and that kind of stuff, because he won't. So I think just be communicative of your intentions and what you want out of the situation. That's the first one.
That's a good first one. That's a very good first one. You definitely, I agree with that 100%. Like, you definitely have to know if you're on the same page or are you just wasting your time, honestly.
Right,
Yeah.
right. And I think when you're 19, you can waste your time, but
Yeah.
we're basically geriatric at our age,
Not
so
geriatric.
I don't think we should be wasting time.
I'm holding on to the last third of my 20s. I don't know who's geriatric today.
I can't even think about that right now.
I have a few phantom pains, but we're ignoring them. We're acting like they're not there because we're still young, fresh and, fresh and clean. My first tip would be, oh God, I have it now. Define what dating looks like for you, and that person. So, dating looks different to everybody. Are you going to be always available? Are you not going to be always available? Like, I feel like you have to kind of lay, and then like your preferences too. So like dating me is not bringing me to Pasa Pasa Wednesdays. I don't know if that's a thing anymore. But that's not dating me. When I'm getting to know somebody like that, if I was to go deeply into the dating phase, I don't think I would want to get to know somebody in settings that make me uncomfortable. But at the same time, also having to understand that you're not the only person in the situation. So you have to also do things that make that person comfortable. So maybe they're more comfortable in a noisy setting and you're more comfortable in a quiet setting. So kind of like defining what that dating scenario is going to look like for both of you. Are you going to, like, what are places are you going to do? What activities are you going to be doing? How often are you going to be available? That kind of stuff. Like getting that away from jump so that it doesn't feel like it's one-sided. Because let's say you are like me and work like way up long hours and always working type of vibe. Right, that person is not gonna, they're gonna wanna know that that's how you are. So dating me means that we're gonna talk mostly after 8 because I'm at work until X time. So that the person don't feel like they're messaging down your phone and you're not responding to them and they feel like you're not interested. When really you are, or you feel like they're annoying you because they're calling you at 6 o'clock when you're at work and don't they know you're at work? No, because most people leave work at 5. So they know kind of like defining those things.
Yeah, I completely agree with that one. True, 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 true that.
What's your tip number two?
Number two, I would say this one, it's probably for the first date or like the first couple dates. I think it's important to have the right mindset when you go into a date. I think sometimes, or a lot of times, we go into dates, or not we, people go into dates thinking, oh my gosh, I can only speak for women. I date men, I can only speak for that in that situation. But you go into it thinking like, oh my gosh, I hope he likes me. I'm really nervous because I want him to like me, or I hope he likes me. I think the right mindset to go into it with is, I hope I like him. I want to see if I like him, instead of going into it with preconceived notions of what you think this person is. Go into it trying to find out who he is, and gather information. This is a fact-finding mission, and you're going into it to get the facts on this person and to see how his facts, match up to your facts, and how that can go, how that can move forward. But I think the mindset should be, I hope I like him, instead of I hope he likes me.
I agree. I agreed with that. And my second tip kind of flows from that in the sense of know what you want in terms of so people have different, I guess, ideas of what should and shouldn't happen when you're dating somebody, sexual, different things. But knowing, and before you getting into dating anybody, like getting that up close and personal with yourself. So that you know that, okay, these are my soft points, these are my hard points. Like, I'm definitely not doing that because of whatever reason. Think back to the 90-day rule or whatever the case may be, like things like that. Like, don't feel pressured by society one way or the other. If you feel like you want to, then do it. And if you feel like you don't want to, don't allow anybody to pressure you until they say, well, if it's the first date or the 50th date, we can still live it the next day kind of vibe. Because men, you see, they play like they're dumb. But they're not. They're not. So, like, knowing for yourself what is a do for you and what is a don't, like, where's your hard point and where's your soft point, I think that that will definitely help you to know, when you're when the dating process is not working for you, because you can be in a situation and it's not working for you, but because you're compromising and compromising and compromising because you really actually have no boundaries set, then you don't even realize that you are really out there doing yourself a disservice and this dating is really going no place. So, like, knowing what you want and what works best for you before you get into the situation, I think that works fine.
Yeah, and that ties into my third because I was gonna say practice because some people don't know what their pressure points are until they're in the situation. And so I think it takes trial and error to figure out sometimes what you want. Sometimes you think you want something and then when you get it, you're like, oh, I don't think I want that. Or sometimes are you going to it thinking like, oh, this is a is a value of mine, and you get into this relationship and all of a sudden it's not, or this wasn't, and then all of a sudden it is. So I think you have to practice, and through that practice, you will learn who what you want. Because I mean, I
How do you
think
practice?
sometimes as in just like dating, going on dates, getting to know people, talking to people, learning about people, having people learn about you. I think in that way you get to know your likes and your dislikes because you can't, do you really know what you like until you probably didn't have it in a past relationship? Or do you know what you need until you didn't have it in that past relationship? Or what are, do you know what you don't need on, when you, until you got it in a past relationship? So I think sometimes you have to date to figure out what it is that you want, your needs, your boundaries, and all that stuff. I think there are some big ones that you just know, but there's certain like day-to-day ones that I think it takes trial and error.
True,
So
true.
practice.
My third is don't go on a date. Well, not do it. Not don't date. We're not that don't date. Do research the person that you're going to start dating. Everybody, Oshari, you know me. FBI,
know.
GIJ. Okay? But back in the day, nobody could have researched like me. Okay?
Nope. This is so true.
Yeah, research. Everybody is Googleable. Every single, I've yet to meet someone that doesn't have a digital footprint. Everybody. So save yourself. Save yourself the heartache. Save yourself the waste of time. Don't waste your time. Search them. Search them. You can find out so much from about somebody from their social, their digital footprint. I say search people. Do search people before you go on dates with them. In this day and age, you need to know if somebody's an axe murderer before you go outside with them.
True.
Do also, leading on that point of researching people, do at least let one person know when
Right.
you're
Me
going on a
too.
date with a new person.
Me
This is
too.
somebody that you've never met possibly, or even if you have, if you're going places with them and you're doing things with them, let somebody know. I made
Yeah.
that mistake before, but I mean, nothing happened to me in terms of, danger or anything like that. But like I used to do that. Like I used to not tell my friends when I was going to go out with somebody. Like I would just not tell them. And
Right.
but in this day and age, I mean, I was that's a long time ago. That was back in the days when we walked barefoot football school and walked 10 miles and there were no cars and only donkeys.
When
Like
Jesus
back
was
then. Back then. But now, things are time
boy.
too serious. Let people know when you're going out with somebody new and where you're going and search them out. Maybe you don't find anything. And you're not searching them because you're trying to find something bad. You're really just trying to get to know somebody. I saw somebody the other day saying, I think we're watching Big Empire. Was it Big Empire where the girl was like really upset that the person said he searched her before he came out? He Googled her before they got on the date together. She's like, I would never Google a date. And I'm like, you're stupid.
Oh, yes. I think he asked her about her parents.
Yeah, because he Googled her. So he found out stuff about her.
Yeah.
And she was very upset about the fact that he Googled her. I was like, if you don't want to
I
Google
think
somebody.
she was upset that he asked her about her dad.
Yeah, okay, well, I can understand that part, but it's her comment where she was like, I would never Google a date. Then
Yeah.
that's you're a mud person if you're not Googling. Well, I say search. Maybe I'm
I've
crazy,
never
but
Googled anyone. I've never Googled anyone.
you never just like search just to see?
Search what?
Google.
No.
Maybe I'm weird.
You
I read that I was
don't think you're weird at
unsuspecting.
all. I just have never, because I don't meet people online.
You don't have to meet them online, but they are online.
I know, I don't, I've never done that.
Try it, girl.
I'm not against it though. I've never done that. But what, I wouldn't need to do it if I have you to do it for me.
Exactly. Can you just send me the name? I just need to know the name and the city that he lives in, lived in,
Oh my
grew up in, was born in, where he went to school. Just give me that.
God.
Matter of fact, give me a picture. I got it from there.
But I agree though, be safe. You
Yeah.
know, meet at like a public location, share your location with your friends, that kind of stuff. Be safe because
Yeah, be safe.
the world is not okay.
They trust me, they are not. Let's see how much time we got. Let's do two tips for don't. What shouldn't you do when you're dating?
Don't. I say don't be pre I think it just is like the opposite of what we said before, but I say don't be pressured into being someone you're not. I think it's very important to just be yourself, because if you want the person that you're with, you want them to like you and not some manufactured version of you, because that you can't really keep that though. So don't set yourself up for failure. Just be yourself from the jump. Because that's, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong when you're being yourself. That's how you weed out, you know, who's not for you and who's for you. Yeah,
Yeah.
but don't be pressured into doing things or trying to be somebody. Like, if you're not a person who, like Shani say, if you know, like a pasa pasa, don't pretend to because you like the guy. Just be yourself. That's what I would say. Be yourself.
Agreed. This point is for is it plays off of what you just said, but I think it's more geared towards guys than girls in a sense of don't put a basket where you cannot reach it when it comes to dating. We like to pretend and we like to be like, oh, we're this person who can afford to go to the 5-star restaurants all the time and we can pay for your meal and stuff like that. Like, don't pretend to be that person if you're not that person. So to just piggyback off Shari's point. Yeah, don't do things that you know is not it, that you know is not really you, but also don't pretend like you have a certain status or you have certain assets when you don't. Because let me tell you, it's not gonna help you in the long run. Like
Right
for
now.
guys, all it's going to do is attract women who want things. And if you're a woman and you're pretending to be like, I don't even know what how women pretend. But if you're pretending to be somebody that you're not, or to have some things that you don't have, all will be revealed in due time. Now,
Yeah.
if you're not really looking for anything serious and you're just trying to pay the fee and get some free meals and go to a few free events, then by all means do your thing and whatever. But if you're actually seriously dating and you're seriously looking for somebody that you want to spend life with, or you know, you want to be with for a little while, then definitely don't pretend. Don't fake like you're this big high roller of got to Maiden Key every Sunday or whatever when you're really not that person, because the way you get her, you're gonna have to sustain that, and the way you get him, you're gonna have to sustain that. So if you are not a chef, ma'am, and you have
Pretend
your friend or your mother cook the food to impress him, he's gonna want to Sunday dinner every Sunday with oxtail and carrot juice that is made fresh, and you, Miss Ma'am, can't do it. So what's gonna happen to you?
I don't think, have I ever made a meal for a significant other?
Maybe a
I would
Sunday.
say that is a no.
No.
Maybe I've reheated some stuff, but I don't think I've ever made a meal.
I've only ever cooked for two people that I've ever dated. That's it. I'm not a cookist. I can cook, but I
Right,
don't
you're a good
make
cook.
for everybody and anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not. I was gonna piggyback on something you said, about them, if they know they don't have it like that, then they shouldn't pretend that they are. I would say also not just financial, but emotionally. I just think like if you can't handle a relationship, don't try to be in one. It's okay. Just be honest. You might find that the girl Maybe she doesn't want one either. Maybe she's cool with just playing the field or just messing around as well. But don't pretend like you can handle what come the responsibilities of a relationship, including monogamy and, transparency, communication, vulnerability, these things that men seem to lack. Don't pretend that you can do that when you can't. It's okay. Just admit that you can. It's fine. There are a lot of girls out there who just want you for your money. So you will, it's okay. You will find your match. There's a lid for every pot. Yeah.
If you know that monogamy is not for you, then don't bother with it. Leave the girls
Oh,
alone. But
leave
also,
them alone.
if you want to, I feel like a lot of guys want to go into, they say, oh, monogamy is not for me. I want a poly relationship. But then when it's when they have to, be in a poly relationship, they want to lead a poly relationship. Or when they have to be a part of a poly relationship, meaning that a girl has somebody too, right? You know, they can't handle that. So be clear of what I mean with that. Don't pretend like you want something that you don't want, ma'am or sir.
Right. I
But,
agree.
what would be my last tip for not something that you shouldn't do in the dating phase? I guess it's the same point that you just made. Like, don't do it if you really don't want to. You have to know that you're ready. And also, don't close yourself off and tell yourself that you're not ready because you don't think you're ready. Try. Try. When I started dating my boyfriend, I wasn't ready. I told myself I wasn't ready. I was like, I don't want no man. I don't want. And that's, and as I say, it happened platonic, like just happened type of situation. But don't close yourself off saying you're not ready. But if you know deep down that you're really not ready, then don't wait. Like, leave it be. Leave it be and go back when the time is right. Because you really will just be wasting your time and wasting the other person's time because there is nothing you can convince your mind and heart to do if you don't want to do it. Like, if deep down your soul doesn't want to be in a relationship, you're gonna mess it up. And you're gonna
Right.
mess the other person up.
Exactly. Like it's there's no nobody is being vilified for not wanting a relationship, trust me. It's nobody. So I agree.
Yeah.
I
All
agree.
right. So let us tie this all up with the last segment, which is asked and answered. So in asked and answered, previously, we always go to Madame Noir, but thanks to Shari, I found this new social network called Reddit. And I don't know if we can, YouTube has so many restrictions. I don't know what we can say on YouTube. Can we say the A word on YouTube?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you can Google AITA Reddit and you can know what that abbreviation stands for. But basically, it's people who share situations that are messed up. And they say, am I wrong? Like, am I the person that's really wrong in this? But Google AITA and you get the full scope of what it is. So this one says, AITA for telling my friends to be more realistic about dating. It's pretty long, so I'm going to try to go through it as fast as I can.
All right.
So my 29-year-old female best friend, and
That's
I'm
me.
29-year-old female as well, has recently put herself back into the dating pool after a nasty breakup that went on for like 6 months earlier this year. She's finally in a place to start dating again, so she's been using the dating app Hinge. I love my friend. She's my best friend, and we talk almost every day, despite living 800 miles apart. So recently, she's been sending me profiles of guys she's matching with on Hinge, and I noticed she's liking ridiculously attractive men. Like the most recent literally put in his profile that he's a former Nordstrom's model. My friend is gorgeous, but she's about 100 pounds overweight. As am I.
Oh
Yeah, she said as she part two. Yeah. So she has an amazing outgoing personality, which always draws people to her in person. When we go to bars together, she always has the attention of at least one man. The problem is that she showed me her dating profile. And the only picture that remotely shows her as overweight is the last one. And that's somewhat misleading as well. I tried weeks ago to politely tell her she's misrepresenting herself, but she didn't get the hint. Tonight, she was complaining no guys had called her pretty from her matches. I had to comfort her rather, but she kept going on about it. So I tried to nicely suggest maybe we work on losing weight together. So that she can feel as beautiful as we know she is. she got offended and asked if her being overweight meant a model shouldn't or wouldn't want to date her, even though he swiped right on her. I bluntly told her yes. I reminded her that even as an overweight woman, she still turns her nose up at overweight men. So how could she expect someone who takes great care of themselves to want to date someone who doesn't? I was trying to be helpful, but admittedly was a little blunt since I've watched her do this for years with heartbreaking results. Okay. So let's stop. Oh, sorry, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, you're frozen. Okay, good, you're back.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm
let's
sorry.
stop there because basically it just gets worse from there. Like, it
Wow.
just gets worse. So, from what we've heard already, is she a bad person for telling her friend, or should she tell her friend, to be more realistic about dating? That's how she put it in the headline.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's so. I think the both of them sound like A's. Like,
First of all,
both sound like a-holes, in my opinion. The dating friend for like not dating overweight men while she herself is overweight. I think that's a bit ridiculous. And also just the misleading of the dating apps, but everybody does that anyways. And then the friend. I get being honest, and I do think she needed the honesty, but my goodness,
That was a
it's
little.
just her tone sounds
She's like,
wow.
"Oh, am I?" She said, "Oh, what she said?" The girl asked her, "Is it because she's overweight? Does that mean that a model wouldn't like her?" And she was like, "Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying." Now, there's an argument out there that her friend is being honest. And
Yes.
oh, let me say my point first before I go. What's the argument out there? I think that honesty is the best policy. And if I have a
Yes.
really good friend and my friend can be honest with me, then I don't think we're really friends. Like, my friends should be able, and every time I can say, you know, let us call a spade a spade. My feelings are gonna hurt. I'm probably gonna have you up to 2 seconds or maybe weeks, depends. But the fact is, my friend should be able to tell me that, girl, let's be realistic. If you want to go for, and she said it in there, if you want to go for a guy who's a model, you know, they go to the gym, them work out, them eat right, them take care of themselves. You're going to want to attract a partner who is like that as well. And you're not like that. You are not that person. So you are going after somebody who you're not compatible with, right? I think her friend is a G for telling her the truth. Some friends would have been like, oh, the men are trash and whatever, whatever. Her friend told her the truth. And I
Yeah.
think, so that I agree with what the friend said to her because she's misrepresenting herself on the dating app. Like, all of her pictures don't show that she's overweight. As somebody who's matching with her, they don't know what they're getting themselves into until she shows up. And then what is going to happen is that she's going to set herself up for failure, as we said before, because she's not being who she is. And I think the Reddit goes on a little bit more to say that she went on a blind date and the person saw her and they didn't like her because of how she looked, and her, she was heartbroken. So it's like you set yourself up for that one. So I don't think her
Yeah,
friend
she definitely set herself up for failure. I agree that honesty is the best policy, but there are kind ways to be honest, you
okay.
know?
How would you tell you? How would you have said it?
It's,
Let's
I
say
don't know, I don't know.
I'm overweight and I am matching with hunky dudes on Hinge, I guess. I don't know what Hinge is, but let's say on Hinge. I'm
Hinge
matching with hunky dudes. And
is the dating app that you go on to find your husband.
oh, it's like eHarmony, huh?
Yeah, it's like it's the slogan is designed to be deleted because you find your person and you delete your Hinge. Yeah, Tinder is hookups, Grindr is another kind of hookups,
I mean,
Hinge
it's Grindr is exactly what it sounds like.
is exactly, and then Hinge is husband, wife.
Okay. Okay. So she's looking for her husband. That makes it even worse. She's looking
Yeah.
for her husband and she's out there misrepresenting herself. Let's say I'm overweight and I'm doing that. How would you tell me? What would you tell me?
What would I tell you in terms of what?
Like, I'm coming to you and I'm saying, all these guys, nobody's telling me that I'm pretty. And I went on this blind date and the guy just didn't show up. What am I supposed to do?
I would just say be more honest with what you look like on the dating apps. So
And then
you
I'm,
know.
what do you mean? What do you mean what I look like? Is my pictures up there?
No, but show your full body.
Why?
Why? Because you want them to know what you look like so that it's not a surprise.
But what I look like is right here. It's on my face.
No, what
That's
you look like is from head to toe.
yeah, but what is it gonna change? You see, now you're beating around the bush. Just tell me some facts.
Not even what is not even beating around the bush. It's just like change your photo. Like let them see you
Okay.
completely.
Okay, that's
Like
fair.
don't mislead them. Don't like, and some guys they'll do that too, where like they pretend they're 6'1" when they're really like 5'7"
Lord.
in a photo. It's like, why? She's going to see you.
They're like,
Just
well, she'll meet me and she'll love my sunny
no,
disposition.
she won't. I'm telling you, like, no amount of personality can make up for inches. No.
Whoa, what inches are we talking about? Is this wine shot after dark? Okay.
The
Girl,
vertical
they test it, okay?
But I don't think she's a bad person for telling her friend the truth. She should have. I'm just
She's a
saying there's a
good
nice way to do it, and then the way she told the Reddit too is just, she's
Yeah, well,
so.
she was like, listen, guys, I'm gonna be honest. This is what I said. I said you're overweight.
She
But then
sounds
I
fed
feel like
up.
she was trying to push on the blue because she said, let us work out together.
Right. She sounds like she's fed up. So
Yeah.
she sounds like it's been happening for a while and she just let it all out. So maybe she was like an a-hole in that moment, but I don't think she's an a-hole with her message. Just maybe the
You
way
know.
in which she goes. But yeah, I agree. She shouldn't. I have. Do you think that when you're overweight, when you're overweight, you shouldn't have a preference with body type?
No. Wait a
I
second.
think.
I think that you shouldn't have a preference if you're overweight. No,
Yeah.
everybody has a preference. It doesn't matter if you're overweight or underweight, it doesn't make you less of a human. Listen, weight is one of those things that is a very touchy thing for me because for a very long time in life I was underweight for a very, very long time and I was teased for that mercilessly. So
Can
I mean,
imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
yeah, it was awful. Awful. People are awful. Like that's when I realized that humans, they're awful. But I don't think when I was underweight, that didn't make me stop wanting guys that had the six pack and had the, perfect body and looked good. That didn't stop me from wanting them. It did all it dictates kind of in a sense who I dated because of what I thought society would say. So if a guy was really thick, then I wouldn't go for him because I was like, oh, they're gonna think that I'm a toothpick, next team or whatever. But that was just myself and my insecurities. But
Right,
I
because
don't.
she said in the thing she said, and she doesn't even want to date overweight men. So I'm wondering if like there's a thing where if you're overweight, you should want to date overweight people as well, or.
No, I think she's probably saying you find those people unattractive and they and you are in the same weight category. Why don't you think other people would find you unattractive too?
Ouch.
Which is harsh. That's what I'm saying. She said she was a little harsh with some of her language, but I feel like tear the band-aid off. Just
Yeah.
tell your friend. Just make your friend. Better you tell your friend than a stranger tell your friend. Trust me.
No, I agree. I do think you should be honest. You should She should be honest. Hopefully. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think the friend has spoken to her. She edit made an edit to say like the friend got mad when she found out that she posted it on Reddit and stuff like that. So
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like the Reddit post is what it brings the like the not the
yeah.
A-hole thing to a different level. Because
Yeah, she said the friend don't talk to her. She
if
found
I
the
read
Reddit
that,
and now she's re mad.
even if you told me that in private, if I read that on a public forum,
What should I call her?
she didn't, but like.
I guess I would feel a bit. I would guess I would feel a bit.
I don't know about not talking to her anymore. That's a bit traumatic, but you know,
Is
whatever.
it?
I
Is
mean,
it me or I am the resident. Snip, snip. So I don't think nothing is too dramatic. I'm sorry. If you don't feel like talk to her, don't talk to her. I have issues. Don't talk to her.
you defending her the whole time, but no, it's okay.
No.
Whatever
No,
you
I don't.
want.
I mean, Careful. I'm moving on. But you know what? That is it for us, and that is it for this episode of Wine Chat. If this is your first time watching, you definitely don't want to miss any more. And I feel like I'm gonna have two wine chats this month. So maybe
Nice.
we will see how it goes. And if I am able to come back and do another wine chat, I mean, I tell a lot of people this YouTube video recording thing is very stressful. Like, if it was audio, this could have recorded and done record for a long time.
Yeah.
But we do what we shall. I feel like every week I come here and complain about this YouTube something. Every single episode, I complain about this YouTube something. It's getting me, I'm getting used to it. You'd never think I did a TV show for how many years. You'd never think that, but I'm getting back used to
I didn't even think of that. That's kind of, yeah, that's true.
it. Right in this spot, I filmed several of those episodes in COVID. So, yeah. Thank you, Shari, for stopping by. Are you going to come back?
Thank you for having me.
Are you coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, she says yes.
When
I
I
have
get
some.
my electronics
Sort
figured
out.
out, sorted out. But yes, I shall. Of course, I'll be back.
Of course, you'll be back. Guys,
Yeah.
if you are watching on YouTube, please remember to subscribe. If you're listening to this on podcast platform, please leave us a review and share it with somebody so that they can know where to find us. And you can find me on social media at SHANZIQUE. If you're a long-time listener and you know that Shari is not on social media, so if you're going to go on a date with her, God bless you. We'll try to find her stuff with her because it doesn't exist.
I'm not Googleable.
Okay, so
Googleable,
that's
whatever that would be.
fine. I feel like it's by design. I feel like it's deliberate. She don't want none of her dates to be able to Google her. So
Oh,
good
yeah.
luck with that. Thank you so very much for listening and have a great rest of the week. Bye.
Guys.